Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness, brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Lower Extremity Review and MVP Parent Magazines, and Right Fit Sport and Wellness. A quickie, everybody. Again, I'm excited. Bruce Merrin's Speaking Bureau. He's one of the Hall of Famers. He's represented, gosh, he started with Jackie Robinson and Muhammad Ali, celebrating his 46th year. I'll be Bruce Merrin, celebrity.com. Got a great doubleheader today, Mary Rochford. She's a physical therapist. She's the owner of Physical, Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Naperville and Wheaton, Illinois, my neck of the world. She's returning. And then Oksana Lovett. She's a certified life coach, hypnotherapist, energy healer, Reiki practitioner, and the sports doctor is in with some emails. Mary Rochford, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Hi, Dr. Bob. Thanks for having me back again.
Great. Give us some background on you and Physical.
Well, I have been a physical therapist for 33 years and 27 of them in Naperville. We opened a clinic in 1994. And then we joined Physical in, I think it was about 5 years ago. It's a national franchise that we just thought aligned with our values and where we were headed. So we joined them. And then just recently, 1 month ago, added our second location in Wheaton, Illinois, which we're thrilled to be in this community.
That's exciting. Is Rick Douglas still with Physical?
He is, yes. He's the president.
Yes. Right.
I believe he was a guest of yours at one time.
Yes, he is. Tell him he's welcome back. We'll have him back.
Well, thank you.
Sometimes. I always gave him and everybody credit because you guys came up with a great title when you added balance centers to the physical therapy, because balance is something I've talked about on the Sports Doctor for more than you, 40 years, give or take.
Exactly. You know it because of being a podiatrist. You know what balance is all about.
Yes, the foundation, you know. But the world of physical therapy has exploded over the past couple of decades. Huge groups. How many states is Physical in?
I think we're in 45. I'm not 100% unsure on that, but we have over 450 locations. So it's growing fast.
Yes. Every other block will see a physical therapy, and it's a tremendous service. And there's so many different areas of super importance. You know, whether it's after surgery, whether it's after injury. I like one of the areas you guys have always paid big attention to, which is prehab, which is getting these active people in good enough shape to be able to stay away from injuries, right?
Absolutely. And sometimes when they come to prehab before they do surgery, they find out they might not necessarily need surgery. They get in such good shape. So that's kind of exciting to see when that happens.
You know, it's interesting because 95% of sports medicine, Mary, is non-surgical. And it's all sorts of problems involving injuries, many times overuse injuries because of repetitive motions, these types of things. When I have 10, 11, 12-year-old figure skaters doing double jumps all week, we have a real, real challenge in trying to stay out of trouble. What are some of the services that are still as important as they always were when you go back even to the beginning in the area of physical therapy?
I think, you know, looking at the whole body, that's what we try to do. We don't focus on one body part, but when somebody comes in, we are, and say they have a knee injury, we are looking at their balance, eyes open, eyes closed. We're getting them in the harness system. even depending on their age, you know, they might think they have great balance, but you put them in that harness system, put them on some unstable surfaces, and they really find out they have some deficits they weren't aware of. And, you know, just going through the whole last 2 years with COVID and people being in lockdown, especially the seniors being isolated, we are seeing where there's more balance and vestibular issues with everyone, you know, especially the seniors. But that's something we're really passionate about and trying to make sure we assess people's falls risk.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Mary, what's interesting. This is fascinating. The same, I call it instability training, that I've been around with my mentor, the famous Bob Guida, sports therapist of champions, and
definitely
paying attention to balance before most people knew how to spell the word. And the amazing thing is the same balance exercise concepts many times are common to whether someone's 90 years old and we're trying to prevent falling, or we got a 13-year-old top tennis player and we're working on the same kind of balance exercises. I've always found that to be really, really interesting. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you can go back years, international guests, national guests, local guests, on an endless array of topics in the world of sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. You go back, you'll catch Mary a couple of times. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you'll read an endless array of things we've written, participated in, my new excitement with MVP Parent Magazine, and as well as the Lower Extremity Review, one of our supporters. And again, we have tens of thousands of followers on the platforms at Sports Doc, DOC Radio. We're talking with Mary Ratchford. She's coming back for another visit. We're talking about physical therapy. Who came up with the concept, Mary, for balance centers?
Who came up with it? It was a combination of a physical therapist and a businessman who had opened many franchises in the past. This was his first one in healthcare, and so the two of them combined and hired one of the most renowned balance therapists in the world, Brian Werner. And he is the one that's still with physical and training all the physical therapists throughout the United States on physical's proprietary balance paradigm. So it's quite exciting, and it's definitely something that not all physical therapists know. So it's important for anyone that does have a balance or vestibular therapist to make sure they're going to someone that's well-trained,
you know,
in that area.
That. One of my frequent guests, a renowned senior master figure skating coach, Sheila Thielen, has an organization called Vestibular Training Services, where she would be working with these skaters who are doing, you know, all sorts of spins and triple jumps and double jumps, and then expanding into disabilities, autism, high performance. So it's interesting. You mentioned harnesses and you mentioned the vestibular services, and I gave her your wrong email in the beginning.
Well, I did look hers up, and her harness system looks very much like ours, except she has her skaters spinning about 50 times. We don't do that to the balance patients.
She also has 80-year-olds very slowly, again, learning the kinds of techniques that are so important, again, to prevent falling. You know, starting with, hey, are these people in the right shoes? The tremendous world of orthotic therapy, which I still feel physical therapy still has a ways to go. Half the girls I see over the years, adolescents, who have knee problems, are they're foot related. And a lot of times we see in medicine and even in therapy, if the feet don't hurt, that's why I liked your came right out of the box. You talked about paying attention to the whole body and balance and stability. What's the best site people can go to, Mary, with your clinics in Illinois?
It is physical.com, and physical is spelled FYZICAL.com/Wheaton or /Naperville. And you can also, if you're in another state, find a physical therapist on that site just by plugging in your zip code.
Yes, again, the interaction of all the disciplines of regular medicine, of chiropractic medicine, podiatry, again, all use physical therapy in so many different ways. And again, one of my real passions there in the world of youth sports, where we are trying to, again, stay out of trouble, prevent problems, prevent injuries. Often we will want to absolutely rely on the physical therapist and their input with the athletic trainers and the coaches and the parents in order to be able to stay out of trouble as best we can with some of these kids. Because youth sports is a gigantic, it's a $20 billion a year business, and there's lots of pressure, both physically and mentally. So I always ask practitioners like you, Mary, how's your sports psychology skills?
they're pretty good, because I was an athlete myself. I played college volleyball, and that is one of the reasons I'm thinking we are adding in what's called a recovery room here at the Wheaton Clinic, that kids don't necessarily need a physical therapist, but they have been involved in an all-weekend tournament, and their bodies are aching. So we have an infrared sauna blanket. We have the Normatec compression boots. We've got shockwave therapy, so things that... they might not have an injury, but they're just feeling fatigued and beat up, and they want to recover.
I think it's a great
service. So we're setting that up for students and athletes.
Yes, it's interesting. You know, back in the 70s and 80s, I was involved with the Olympic teams in volleyball, both the men and the women, because Guida was their strength and conditioning coach. And number one, we saw, again, some of the best athletes I've ever seen on the girls' side of volleyball players. Tremendous jumpers and leapers and athletic. It's an amazingly challenging sport. And
I'm still playing it today. It takes a lot to recover from the games today, though. I need a lot of my services once I'm done playing.
Yes, my co-author of the book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, Sharky Zartman, is a Hall of Fame volleyballer. She's a Hall of Famer on the sand and with the national team. I remember we were casting the whole team for orthotics 100 years ago, man. And we were really with tremendously positive results posturally, which is what we were so interested in doing. You know, Guida used to worry about coming down. He would talk about decelerating, and with all those jump boxes, I bet you used those jump boxes and stuff, didn't you?
Oh, yes. I have many bruises on my shin still to speak
Where'd
about
that. Where did you
play? I played at Marquette University in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Big time, you know, and big time. And, yeah. And our friends, Lindsay Mango, played over at Louisville from Naperville Central. So, again, we would see such. But tennis, soccer, softball, tremendous amounts of abuse. And I think it's a great idea having this recovery room. One of the new exciting, quote-unquote, areas of sports medicine is recovery. Mm-hmm. And I think that, soft tissue, massage, some of the compression. I like to throw in the term intelligent rest,
definitely.
You know what it's like when you're playing for a big program. It becomes a real, real challenge. One of the chapters in my book is called Youth Sports and Drugs, because half you guys lived on over-the-counter pain medicine to try to keep playing, right?
Not me. No, I just used a lot of ice. and beer, now, of course. Now, that was my recovery, being in Milwaukee.
I got to introduce you to Gary Reinel, the author of the book Iced, which is revolutionary. And the besides numbing, ice is worthless. It's in enhancing healing. It's a tremendous an area of importance now, because it's still such a common thing to use. But you were years ago in that regard.
We didn't know that back then.
There's a lot of things that we didn't know. And there's a lot of things I'm sure you guys... Again, the weekend warrior, the people who are trying to stay on their exercise program, people who are trying to stay on a weight-reducing program, is a large part of your population, isn't it?
It is, yes. That's one of the reasons I became a weight loss coach myself, because a lot of our patients were struggling with it. So it's a matter of necessity.
And COVID has made everything 10 times worse. The biggest topic of all is mental health. And the challenge we continue to face, whether your parents or kids are in school or out of school, your season was canceled, it wasn't, people shut in. It really hit the physical therapy world hard because the people were scared to go anywhere. Has that calmed down quite a bit?
It has, and we were hurting in the beginning. We were lucky that we could do telehealth for some of our cases, but so many people need the hands-on portion of physical therapy. And then when people felt comfortable enough, the vaccine got in place, the boosters are in place, I think the majority of people are comfortable now coming out to the clinic. But we did put on hold. We used to do a lot of forums, community talks, where people could get together and hear different speakers. And unfortunately, we had to put that on hold. So we're hoping that to bring that back in the new year.
Yeah, that's a real goal that I think all of us have, as we're walking on eggs, everybody, trying to hopefully get past the situation. I write about it as one of humanity's greatest challenges, which is how are we going to get back to normalcy, whatever that is, in so many ways. And again, the people's physical well-being and their physical health is one of the biggest weapons we have to stay out of trouble with our immune systems, et cetera. And you guys have become a big part of that educational arm, Mary. Mm-hmm. I commend you for it.
Thank you.
Mary, yes, give us the sites again. People could find out about your locations and your services.
Sure. physicalfyzical.com/Wheaton/Naperville is where you can find us. But thank you, Dr. Bob, for doing everything you do and really informing the public about all the services out there. You do a great job, and I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mary. That means a lot. Hold on. Everybody, we'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. And we're going to welcome Oksana Lovitch. She's a certified life coach, hypnotherapist, energy healer, Reiki practitioner. Oksana, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
I am delighted to be invited to your show. Thank you so much.
Again, you know, the mental game in so many ways has always been a big topic on the Sports Doctor. The explosion of holistic methods that are being added to so many different areas, the things that people didn't pay that much attention to, energy healing, let alone hypnotherapy, again, where we're talking about the whole mental side. So, Oksana, give us some background on you and your life coaching and with some emphasis on hypnotherapy.
I simply transform people in every area of their life. And I actually very connected to sport because my mentor, the one that I certified by, Marisa Peer, you know, she worked with Mark Spitz, and he won not only a gold medal, he also literally changed the whole idea how fast the swimmer can swim. And all of
I remember
happened.
Him well.
Yes,
I remember him well, Olympic champion. Yes. You know what was, he did something that I don't know if it's been repeated, which every win he did in the Olympics was a world record. So it was I can't remember what year it was, but Mark Spitz, definitely a hero to many, 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 many Americans. So he was your mentor. What's your background, Oksana?
So I worked with Marisa Peer. She taught me how to do RTT hypnotherapy. It's a very powerful form of therapy. It's a form of hypnosis where you go deep into your subconscious mind and you transform patterns, limiting beliefs, or simply you put a new picture in your subconscious of who you can be. Like, for example, Mark Spitz, he was practicing this technique and he was envisioning, he was already living his results. And that's why he became so successful. I've also studied energy healing because I believe that body and mind are so very connected. And it's also essential to learn the area of your heart because it's proven when you're heart is coherent, you're naturally in a less stressful environment and you create a perfect balance and you have just so much more energy. And it's stress linked to all kinds of disease. You know, like right now I'm studying Heart Math Institute and it's actually proven that the main cause of lots of illnesses in our modern time are linked to stress. That's why I believe
there's no doubt about it that, again, the, you know, you talk about visualization. My 2010 men's Olympic figure skating gold medalist, who was 10 years old when I first put orthotics in his skates, always talked about visualization. The figure skaters were very involved. A lot of the different athletes would use those techniques and in order to, again, picture everything working well, training the system something that I think was not paid a lot of attention to all that many years ago, and now has become, you know, the mind-body connection in wellness, and even, again, all aspects of sports medicine has become a big deal when we're trying to reduce stress, sleep better, recover better, and enhance performance, be able to train those systems. So that's what has always interested me when we would add people like yourself into the area of sports medicine because it's right smack in the middle of it. Are you talking self-hypnosis techniques, Oksana?
Absolutely. And what I've noticed, what works the best for self-hypnosis is engaging the area of your heart, because a lot of people use a lot of visualization practices and self-hypnosis merely in their mind. But honestly, I have to say that your heart is such a powerful magnet. When you take a new belief in your heart, when you take a breath of a new you, especially when you're also very relaxed and you're going to sleep, you're feeling, you are in an alpha state of consciousness, right? You take that new belief with your heart, with a breath, and you're transforming not only your limitations in your mind, you're also transforming your energy, and you also create a coherent heart. And a coherent heart is literally the medicine for all illnesses and for all disease and for all fatigue and anything that you don't like to experience, right?
You know, one of your famous practitioners has been a numerous guest of mine, Andy Dalen, who's part of a famous energy healing world and family. And again, one of the things that she and others in that world have made clear on the sports doctors, the fact that this is very, very relevant to, again, what we're talking about, trying to prevent injuries, trying to enhance performance, try to be in the moment, try to enjoy what you're doing, pay attention to the fitness program. That's something that years ago, especially in the United States, was considered, you know, half voodoo. And come on, man, what are you talking about? Is real science. You know, the idea, the relationship, again, of stress with so many different problems, you know, but people sometimes have a hard time understanding that you can train these systems or pay attention to these systems. Now, general medicine is a lot more accepting, Oksana, to these methods, aren't they, today?
Yes, it also depends on an individual, because some people are just not yet so familiar and not trusting the holistic approaches. But truly, if we know from the past, every pharmaceutical medicine was truly created from nature. But the only difference is that they can patent nature, so they did add some chemicals. But I recently traveled to Peru, and I lived with indigenous people who live until 130, 140, and they take, like, they see nature as their main supply of medicine. And honestly, I couldn't believe they rarely have any cold and flus and any illnesses, because they say that nature can heal you so much faster. And since,
well, it's a weapon. You know, we try to expose people to the awareness. You know, for instance, acupuncture, which has been around for thousands of years. There's not a serious athlete that doesn't include it somewhere in the regimen. You know, decades ago, it was a real contest to try to get people to pay attention to whether it was relevant or not, because it wasn't, you know, American, you know, drugs, injections, or surgery, you know, which is a lot of our modus operandi. At the same time, we try to not go overboard into all of this or all of that. You know, it'd be great that, you know, our culture, we can't, although living to 130, 140 sounds appealing if you're still healthy. So making people and parents, coaches, aware of these systems is one of the things that we really try to pay attention to. You know, the mind-body connection, and that you can learn these systems. If someone asks you, how long does it take for me to quit smoking or to be, you know, to stop taking medicines? I want to add hypnotherapy. How long does it take for that to make a difference? I know I'm just generalizing, but what are some general thoughts on how long it takes to change some of these habits or enhance them?
I would say that since our beliefs are subconscious, I would say that it will take at least 21 days, but it depends on the person. It also depends on how much work you're willing to put into it, because, for example, smoking a cigarette, right? A lot of people believe that they have a low willpower, that they can't do that. It's because truly they don't understand their values. I've helped so many people to stop smoking when we linked the values. For example, I've had a lady and she could not stop smoking even though she had an illness already. She had actually multiple illnesses. And then we worked with her and she said, I asked her, what do you value the most in life? And she said, I want to stay young and beautiful, but it just doesn't work. And I say, let's put a photo of you not looking your best, and let's put that photo on the pack of the cigarette, and let's see what association you will now have with this cigarette. Then we went into hypnotherapy, and we discovered that my client actually didn't love herself enough, because oftentimes we create those self-sabotaging behaviors that damage us because we don't love ourselves, and we simply create those patterns to reflect how we feel about ourselves. But when we connect with our bodies, when we realize that this is a sacred temple, we will not have a problem such as overeating, over-smoking, over-drinking.
Well, that's the term. You know, the term, yeah. Life coach, and I've had life coaches on when, again, most medicine didn't know how to spell the word, or mindfulness, where they were starting to add this type of awareness in the area, again, of whether it's sports medicine, whether it's fitness, whether it's wellness, and adding in that whole other side, and then becoming an effective healing energy. The idea of, again, of recovery, trying to do things that are natural without side effects. And the term life coach, you know, whatever the area is, it fits in. What's the website people can find out about what you do, Oksana?
Okay, so my website is Apex, APEX, lifemastery.com.
You say that again. I think it's a little choppy. Go ahead. Repeat that.
Okay, so it's Apex Life Mastery. APEX lifemastery.com.
That's a you know, it's a good term. What is Reiki? What is a Reiki practitioner? What's that all about?
Oh, I absolutely love Reiki. Okay, so Reiki is a form of energy healing. A master Reiki practitioner believes that you are not healing anybody. You are simply allowing that divine universal energy to flow through your client and heal the client. Because honestly, in our world, we often brush our teeth, we wash our face and wash our hair, but how often do you clean our energy? And we live in a world that is filled with stress and drama and conflict. And sometimes this energy stays in our aura. And since it's invisible, we simply don't notice it. And sometimes we start manifesting disease or fatigue or unpleasant situations such as accidents, or somebody may steal your money, or any unpleasant situation. When you do Reiki, you allow that divine force to balance your energy and create a very strong protection so that all your chakras are balanced, so that all your chakras are functioning optimally. And when your chakras are functioning optimally, you become like a musical instrument that is fully in tune. Because, you know, when one string of the musical instrument is out of tune, the whole instrument doesn't sound harmoniously. The same is with our life. When our chakras are not balanced, when we have pictures of others in our aura, the way people see us, the way people perceive us, the way our mothers talk to us in a childhood, it may stay in our energy field until we cleanse it with that divine universal force. And those who still don't believe in energy realize that energy exists. That's why we can hear a radio, but we don't see those energetic,
I'm going to talk more about that connection. We're going to talk more about that connection. We're talking with Oksana Lovitch. She's a life coach. We're talking about energy healing and really the mental game. It's a sports doctor. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of sports doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent. With the Sports Doctor is in article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has 2 Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness. Right-fit.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We are talking with Oksana Lovitch. She's a certified life coach, hypnotherapist, energy medicine, Reiki practitioner, and we've been talking about this very, very real connection of energy and wellness and energy and health and paying attention, being aware of some of these natural processes that can make such a positive difference in our lives if we would just be willing to pay attention to that. So again, Oksana, when we're talking, you're talking about somebody who is the mentor, the Mark Spitz, who's a world champion athlete. Again, today, sports at its highest level. There's all sorts of relaxation and imagery and hypnosis and that are included in so many of the great athletes. And so that's come a long way, but I it still is something that you're every day you got to explain what you're talking about with the general medicine or the doctors to make people aware of what we're talking about, right?
Absolutely. Bring that awareness to the surface.
How do you have the relationship, again, on the professional world, as we're starting again to see, whether it's physicians and therapists and trainers who work with athletes, or it's individuals, personal trainers, et cetera, again, to work with people. Yoga has become incredibly popular in the United States, mind, body, and trying to, get, again, the energy systems, the chakras. Talk a little bit about what are the chakras?
Well, the chakras are our energy centers, and some people just completely dismiss it. They live in a completely physical world, and that's why I believe that we live so little, because our heart was actually designed to live until 300 years old, according to Greg Braden, and according to heart math, it's, I think, 180. So our energy And energy centers are just like a battery, you know, that they help us to manifest our dreams. They help us to live a fulfilled and happy life.
How many chakras do we have? How many chakras
Okay, so the root chakra is the first one. It's exactly connected to the physical world. A lot of people live in that chakra because they're more concerned about making money than being happy with making money. And that's why they sometimes feel lack.
Right, great point.
That's why it's essential to connect that root chakra with our crown chakra, because our crown chakra is a chakra on our head, and that chakra is exactly responsible for us to feel present, to feel blissful, to be able to enjoy our abundance. Our second chakra is the sacral chakra, is the area of our sexuality. And the area of our sexuality is so essential for our success, for our creativity, for bliss. That's why one of the most famous books from the past, Think and Grow Rich, has a chapter on sexual transmutation, because he understood the power of sexual energy as the energy of creation, and not only the physical child, but every dream that you have in your life. The next area is solar plexus chakra. This chakra is responsible for your confidence, for your leadership qualities, for your self-esteem, which is essential. The next area is your heart chakra. It's responsible for love, for relationship, for self-love and love towards the world. A lot of people living so automatically, so habitually, they don't even notice the trees, beautiful birds singing, and simply how beautiful this world is. This whole world is a miracle. And I would say, please notice it now until it's too late. The next area is your throat chakra. Is what are you saying to the world? Are you gossiping? Are you judging every single person? Are you assuming things? Or you're simply sharing your truth? And do you have a mission? What is behind your words? It's a very essential area. And the next area is the area of your intuition. Intuition, exactly what makes you drive to your destination on a beautiful red Ferrari instead of going through the forest and cutting trees. Because when you're intuitively connected, you know where to be, with whom to be, what to say, what deal to sign. You're just simply intuitively connected.
Those are tremendous areas of interest. All of those are such good sense, smart, in so many different ways. If somebody adds meditation to their repertoire, and they're spending some time each day trying to, again, reduce stress, relax, is that making a difference the whole energy system and the reduction of stress?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because there are all kinds of there are different forms of meditation. Honestly, if you're working passionately and if you love your work more than anything in the world, you are meditating. It's an active form of meditation because you forget who you are in the moment. You just feel so passionate about life. Yeah. And there is a silent form of meditation is when you take breaths, when you listen to a sounds of nature or music, and you just allow the thoughts to pass, but you disconnect from them. You shift the attention into your heart. This type of meditation is the best for reducing stress because you're letting your brain to rest. If you're constantly living in your mind, it's like running a marathon without taking any breaks. Just imagine how exhausting it can be, honestly.
Yes, let alone if you're not in the right shoes when you're running the marathon, you know what I mean?
It means thinking negative thoughts. Because it's one thing at least thinking positive thoughts, it's still tiring to the mind. But if you're also thinking about negative thoughts, then you
think a lot, everybody can connect to your body. Yeah. You know, you mentioned that, active meditation. Give me again the website people could find out about you and your work, Oksana.
Okay, so it's APEX, lifemastery.com.
apexlifemastery.com. Pay attention, everybody.
.com.
So key. Oksana, hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. The Sports Doc. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505. Or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of sports doctors' key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, everybody, live. We are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. It is the Sports Doctor is In segment where we preview some upcoming shows. We answer a few emails. And again, we've got some great shows coming up. I can't believe it's December, man. Next week, the running doctor, Dr. Mary Beth Crane, podiatrist, retired podiatrist and foot surgeon. With her new book, The S Factor, she'll be joining me, one of our country's leading orthopedic surgeons, worked with the Philadelphia Eagles, the Philadelphia Ballet, returning Dr. Nick DeNuvile, one of our favorite guests. The following week, we've got a dynamite show, Greg Justice, who was a member of the National Fitness Hall of Fame. He introduced me in my induction. But he is a publisher, and he's co-authoring a book about Jack LaLanne's history. His co-author is my second guest, the famous Elaine LaLanne, the whole legacy of the famous Jack LaLanne. Great stuff. Some emails. Terry says, I'm a 45-year-old runner. I've been running for 15 years. I've been diagnosed with this retrocalcaneal bursitis. It's probably the third or fourth episode already. There's a fluid sac behind the Achilles tendon at the top of the heel. Fluid sacs, bursa, different parts of the body are designed to reduce friction, smooth out an area where a tendon connects. And this is one of the areas behind the heel that can get aggravated. There's got to be a mechanical factor here, Terry. Orthotics could be a lifesaver. If you haven't included that, besides all the therapy, shoe selection, et cetera, strengthening the area, physical therapy, but the excessive motion pounding of inversion eversion of the heel commonly is aggravating this. See podiatry, follow up on that. Ellen says, my 12-year-old daughter is a serious figure skater. She's already doing double jumps. She's been developing these bumps on the inside of the ankle that are bothering her. You know, Ellen, there's a bone called the navicular. It's got a protrusion right below in front of the inside ankle bone. Sometimes, especially in an excessively pronated foot, that area is susceptible to rubbing and irritation. There even often is a development of an accessory extra bone in that area that can be a problem. So you want to do a couple things. One, you want to have the bootmaker punch out the area where the bump is, like a window, to reduce friction. You really want to see sports podiatry. I've been putting orthotics and figure skates for decades for this problem. Very, very successfully. Motion almost always is related. Figure skates are like putting a cast on the foot. Any excessive motion could cause trouble. You could do some padding. We call it horseshoe padding, where you're padding around the area with like some eighth-inch felt, et cetera. But great success with controlling the biomechanics, punching out that boot. Frank says his 14-year-old daughter is a serious volleyball player. She plays club volleyball. She's been plagued on and off with what they call jumper's knee. You know, Frank, my first guest today played college volleyball. There isn't a sport with more jumping, really, than volleyball, depending where you're playing. Tremendous amount of jumping. Kids are growing. There's already sometimes stress where the kneecap tendon attaches to the shin bone. And with jumping and pounding, we could aggravate that stress. Interesting, Frank, orthotics, proper shoe selection, very, very important and often neglected if the feet don't hurt. For decades, I put orthotics in volleyballers' sneakers because their knees hurt, because pronation or foot mechanics was related to the problem. So pay attention to that also. Talk to your physical therapist and or physician or trainer who's working with her. You got to also clue in intelligent rest. There's different types of strapping. The Osgood strap right below the attachment of that tendon sometimes can help. And look at that shoe. See podiatry. Bring that into the focus, sports podiatry. You know, Gail says, Doc, you're on the radio. How many years? 40 years? Yo, Gail, it's a great email. Yes. I first was on the radio in the late 70s with my mentor and great sports medicine trainer of champions, Bob Guida, when a station in Elmhurst, Illinois, WKDC, with a high school coach who hosted a show, and he would bring in some of the different Steve Chase, late Steve Chase, Hall of Fame high school coach, did a local radio show, and I got the bug, you know. And we did that on and off for years. We'd make an appearance, and then I spent 20 years at WDCB, College of DuPage, Glen Ellyn, Illinois, where we had a show once a week with my great friend Chris Fox, who was a local newspaper sports reporter. After that, I spent 4 years with the great Healthy Life Radio, Linda McKenzie's great station, with all their great guests. In the past couple of years with my friends at BBS Radio. And what's one of the great things about radio is you can be in shorts and a T-shirt. Although now there's a lot more video. We're doing all sorts of Zoom and some other stuff. But, you know, live radio is an exciting adventure. Sometimes we see, where's the guest? Oh, he got the time zone mixed up. You know, it's 8 hours ahead in England or et cetera. So the radio experience has allowed me to have, we've had about 1,000 guests over that period of time. Go to sportsdoctorradio.com, go over to radio shows. You can see some of the history, some of the shows, listen to whatever you would like. And everybody have a wonderful holiday season. It's great to be December 1st, and we'll see you next week. It's the Sports Doctor.